Kia ora, talofa, manele, bula and welcome to Season 9, Episode 20 of Breakfast Bites by tevovadigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica people's sports news on a sunny and bright Tuesday morning, 23 April, 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th meridian in the middle of the blue continent. In rugby union, all eyes are on the amazing Fijian Andrua defending their title against the New South Wales Waratahs in the Super W final in Brisbane on Sunday. Last time they played was in round 2 in Sydney, where the New South Wales Chicks posted 10 tries on the Fijian girls in a 62-21 absolute pasting. So, who will win this time around? Meanwhile, Mick Byrne and his Fijian Drua boys also face a must-win game against the resurgent Moana Pacifica in Lotoka on Saturday. In rugby league, Sydney Roosters superstar Joey Manu could be set for an NRL return after his stint in Japanese rugby union as early as round 12 of the 2025 NRL season. According to the Daily Telegraph, Manu's contract with Toyota Verblitz only runs for one rugby union season, which runs from early December until late May. Therefore, Manu will be free to sign with the Trekkers or any other NRL club midway through 2025 NRL season. So, the Roosters will reportedly save $500,000 in their salary cap for next season, ready to pay for Manu for half the season. In sports biz, the NBA playoffs are underway, but Monday marks the end of the NBA's exclusive negotiating window with the parent companies of incumbent broadcasters ESPN and TNT, meaning that come midnight, other bidders can officially present offers for new deals that will start at the beginning of the 2025-26 season. Through its nine-year US $24 billion deals with ESPN and TNT, the NBA has been bringing in almost US $2.7 billion American dollars annually. The league just had its most watched regular season in 4 years, averaging an audience of 1.04 million across ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV, a 1% increase from last season. So, what will the next deals yield? In 2021, CNBC reported that the NBA would be seeking US $75 billion, but league officials pushed back on that number privately. Deals that total even US $50 billion, depending on their length, would see the NBA double its current intake. In football, it's very sad. Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag, speaking about the removal of replay matches during the FA Cup, where smaller clubs have seen big financial windfalls when they secure draws on the road against big Premier League clubs, and in turn get to host these giants at home in front of their local fans. FA Cup games tied at the end of regulation time must now be decided either in extra time or penalty kicks. No more replays. Meanwhile, Man U beat Coventry 4-2 on penalties in an FA Cup classic on Sunday after the teams were level at 3-all after extra time, setting up a second straight FA Cup final against Man City. In combat sports, now that their fight is over and Ryan Garcia beat up Devin Haney in New York so easily, knocking him down three times in a majority points decision over 12 rounds, everyone is calling Garcia a genius for his crazy antics and erratic behavior before their fight, completely catching Haney off guard. Finally, only in America, David Beckham is suing actor Mark Wahlberg for US $10.5 million, claiming the Hollywood star duped the England football legend into working as a brand ambassador for Wahlberg's F45 fitness brand. Beckham agreed to be the firm's global ambassador for free shares when he moved to LA, where he and Wahlberg became friends. Apparently, Wahlberg held off releasing the free shares to Beckham while the stocks were flying, and only did so when they collapsed post-COVID. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and ka kite. Tevovodigital. I'm .com. I'm Calden Kamir. Thanking you all too much for all your love and support.